So welcome, everyone. It is February the 8th. My, we got through Groundhog Day and everything. And it looks like we're going to have a few more weeks of winter. I really feel for those of you up north. I know it's been hard on you, and send you my prayers and consolation. But usually after a hard winter, there's a beautiful spring. And that's so true of so many things in life. So often, the beautiful spring, the most beautiful spring of all, does come after a hard winter. I see that Holly is on the board, and I'm going to open your number in just a minute. But first, I want to let everyone else know how to participate. Press star, then 6, and wait for the prompt, and then press 1. And that puts your number, possibly your name, depending upon how you have your name registered. But at least I'll get your number. I can call up the number, open your line, and we can talk. I asked Yeshua about 20 minutes ago what he wanted to talk about today, and he said, you don't have to worry about what we're going to talk about. The group has plenty of suggestions. So here we go. Hi, Holly.
Hi, Glenda. I just wanted to tell you that I've been following your calls now from the beginning almost, and I have been absolutely terrified to call in, and this is my first time actually calling in. The reason I was so afraid is that I thought I would say something stupid and it would be recorded for posterity.
Oh, well, I'm the only one that's probably ever said anything stupid, so don't worry about that.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to your book. I haven't received it yet, but I'm sure it'll be coming soon.
It's on its way. I remember signing it for you. Oh. Even your mother bought a copy for you. You bought a copy, and she bought 2 copies, 1 for you.
Really?
So you're going to get 2 copies. I didn't realize that at first, or I would have just signed one without making it out to you so you could give it to someone else, but...
That's
maybe you'll wear one out and need another one.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. That's wonderful.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, Millie, if I spoiled the surprise.
No, it's okay. I did want to ask you, in the meantime, I just picked up a book today by Unity Village on the transcendent life, and
uh-huh.
It's talking about humility. And I was wondering if you could just say a few words from yours and Yeshua's point of view in regard to humility.
Sure. I'd love to. Actually, I think humility is often misunderstood. So many times we think of humility as a kind of self-deprecation or lack of confidence, or I'm not as good as someone else is, so I have to be very humble in their presence. Actually, humility has the root word, humus, which means the earth. And the real meaning of the word is, I draw my power from the earth from which I was born. And I don't claim greater ability than others, except that I am led by God, that I am filled with the grace of God, the love of God, and the power of God, to carry out his will on this earth. So it means that you are an earth-born conduit for the love and the will of God, and that is really what humility means. I think it was most perfectly exemplified by the life of St. Francis.
Yeah, I love St. Francis.
Oh, I do too. He's my...
All the little animals.
Yes, he's my favorite saint of all.
Me too. I love how he loved all the little animals, and they would just mm-hmm. come and sit on his shoulders and his lap. It was just beautiful.
Mm-hmm. And the bees would come to him. And
yeah, this is amazing.
He lived a life very connected to the earth, very filled with the love, the grace of God, and the will of God. But in honor of his earthly connection, when it came to establishing a modality for worship, learning, and praise, he chose the color brown for the robes of the Franciscan order.
Wow.
This day they wear brown. and it's in honor of their connection to the earth. So I think that's the true meaning of humility.
Thank you. That's wonderful. Thank you very much.
And thank you for speaking up. See, this is a role model for everybody else now. Okay. I want to hear from more people. Thank you, Holly. And we have Deborah is on the line. Hi, Deborah.
Hi, Glenda. I just had a cute little story I wanted to tell you. I was having a conversation with my little grandson. He said, he saw the picture of Yeshua, and he said, I know who that is. That's Jesus. And I said, oh, you're right. And he goes, can I have that picture? And I said, well, that was a gift, but I have a smaller one. So I went and got it. And I said, there you go. You can keep that next to your bed or in your bedroom somewhere. And when you say your prayers at night, I'm sure that Jesus will hear them. And he looked at it, and he said, well, what does that say? I said, oh, it says the lamb and the lion. And he said, okay, I'll say that.
How cute.
It just tickled me. I said, oh, that is the, I'm sure Yeshua heard that.
I'm sure he did, too. And I have a very similar story. Well, it's actually in the new book, so I'll just give the short form. You know, the children know. Little babies know. They have had the most incredible response to both the Lamb and the Lion and the portrait of Yeshua, both of them. When I was first showing the Lamb and the Lion, a mother came in with her little daughter who was pre-verbal. I suppose she was maybe 2 years old. And I'm sure she could say mama, you know, and a few words, but she was not really truly verbal. And the mother was playing show and tell with her, or ask and tell, and she would say, do you see the tree? And the little girl would nod and smile, and do you see the lamb? And the little girl would nod and smile. And then she said, do you see the man? And the little girl got a frown on her face, and she squinched up like she'd eaten a persimmon, and she shook her head no. I mean, she was really angry. She didn't say anything, and the mother was concerned. And she says, well, what do you see? And the little girl held up both of her hands, reaching for heaven.
Wow. God bless the children.
I bless the children. They see. They remember. They haven't been here long enough to completely forget yet. So she was probably remembering the fact that before she joined this new little life that she was embarking on, she used to walk the streets of heaven with Jesus. She threw her hands up, and she didn't like that he was being called a man. That's not to say that he wasn't a man when he was on the earth, but in her little eyes, you know, that was not acceptable. So they do see. And we all still see with our hearts, if we give our hearts a chance.
Well, I just received your book, and happy birthday. I feel that you gifted me.
Oh, I'm so glad. You're welcome, and I did have a happy birthday, and hope to have many, many more.
Beautiful.
On this earth, at least. I'll have many, many forever somewhere else. But on this earth, I have to be here for a while longer. I'm enjoying my life very, very much, especially because of all of you. Because of Yeshua, because of, well, my wonderful, loving husband, my family, my dearest friends of all, you know, it just doesn't get much better than this.
It's a beautiful life.
It is. Oh, but one thing about my life I need to say, in a slight explanation before I forget, is I will be having, you know, I want to apologize that some of our service up to this point has been slower than I wish it would have been, because it's only been me. I have not had any help in the office since we moved our Spiritus Publishing from Arizona to Texas. And that's mostly because it needed to be reconstructed, rebuilt, I had not been part of the actual work performance in about 14 years. And there's a lot that needed to be done, hands-on. And I didn't feel right about putting anybody else in charge of continuing what was done before. It needed to be done better. But now I found help last week. Actually, she came on my birthday. So I felt that was a really big, wonderful birthday present. I'm going to get some help now. And it will definitely improve our ability to get your orders to you quicker. And some of the things that I just, the little glitchy mistakes I have made, I so apologize. And I've tried to bend over backwards with everyone to make up for whatever little thing that wasn't perfect. But I'm going to have some help now. And I do need to say, and that's why it took so long to get your books out. With my damaged hand, I really couldn't sign that many a day. But the last batch is going out Monday morning. So you can look forward to receiving them before Valentine's Day, which is what I promised you. And you will. So the last batch is going out tomorrow. And then on Thursday, I will be having surgery on my hand, which means that I'll probably be out of commission for a little while, maybe a few days. I can still be at the helm for things that involve making decisions, but I will beautiful, wonderful blessing giver Clara is coming up to be with me during my surgery and a couple of days after to make sure I get a transition back into functionality. So she'll be here, and then my new assistant will be working into the next week. So we should be able to just continue seamlessly, even though I'm going to go through what I'm going through, and I'm going to have a restored right hand, which should be great for the rest of my life. And thank you, God, for that blessing. And thank all of you for supporting me to get to the point where I could take this leap forward and bearing with me and forgiving me for the little slownesses or the little minor oversights that I just couldn't handle with the work overload. And I guess I just needed to say that. But, Deborah, thanks for your comment. And I'm going to open the line to a wireless caller from area code 612. Hi. You're on.
Hello?
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 Hello, we can hear you.
Oh, I hope that's me. I am Leola, Leola Garvanda. I'm calling.
Well, hi!
okay, I'm calling. First of all, thank you very much for the book. And I've read it, and I'm sure I'll be reading especially the last part over and over and over. Another thing is that our precious cat of almost 14 years old passed away about a month ago. And it was cremated. I think you mentioned something about pet cremation in one of your books.
Uh-huh.
I'd like you to mention something about it, about pet creation, pet cremation at this time.
Well, I have not had a cat cremated, but I think that that's fine. A cat is a living soul, not just, animal flesh. I'm not saying that they belong to the order of humans, but much like humans, our more sentient animals are endowed with a soul. And that soul lives on. And I do believe there are cats in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And dogs. And other sentient life forms that are well beyond the human parameters of, you know, our consciousness. So I just think, pray for your cat. Send your love. This is what I had to do when Gunner left. His time came and he had to go. And, I just prayed that he would, move up to the saintly realms and be with St. Francis. That's who I wanted him to be with. And I feel that he is.
Okay. Okay, thank you. We missed her so much, but I am feeling better for her.
It's me. I still miss Gunner. And, of course, you know from reading the book how much Gunner meant to me.
Oh, yes, I know.
He was a very special love in my life, and I still feel him with me, and I know that I'll get to see him again someday.
Oh, yes, I know. Okay, well, thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm hearing something about that. Okay, thank you again.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Bye-bye.
And Darlene's on the line. Darlene, hi.
Hi, Glenda.
How are you?
Good, good, Glenda. I just wanted to tell you that I finally received your book.
Good.
I'm very excited about it. And this winter, I have a lot of things that I decided that I was going to start and finish and complete. And one of them is my website. And I decided to put some significant quotes on each page of my website. And what you wrote when you signed my book, what you wrote to me is the first one on my first page.
Oh, that's lovely.
I love it.
From the heart, as you can feel.
It was just wonderful, and I just wanted to tell you that.
Oh, well, thank you so much. That's a blessing back to me. And may the whole book be a blessing to you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And let's see, we have Eva on the line. Hi, Eva.
Hi, Glenda and everybody else. I felt inspired to call in today because of Holly. I remember being at the Blessing Seminar and ended up having a conversation with Holly. Discovered that we were from the same community. I think originally we're discussing relations because I knew Schisler's in my area. I think this is Holly Schisler.
Uh-huh.
That was calling in. And so I think a part of the background of myself was always very concerned about not wanting to be stupid as well. And I had a lot of difficulty with that in my life. And also regarding humility, because we were always supposed to be humble. And
mm-hmm.
the kind of humility which you were explaining or which I understand now. So now I have realized that humility is really getting to the place where I understand who I am and I don't need to concern myself, although I sometimes still do. Humility is above even worrying about that.
Exactly. Exactly. We stop comparing ourselves to other people. It's enough to be who we are, even though, you know, we can feel so small at times. It's still enough. Because we were created by God to be a child of God in the image of God. And whatever has been given to us to do in our life can be wonderful, whatever it is.
And really, Love Without End helped me a whole lot with that because I just always loved reading the phrase, love is who you are.
Mm-hmm.
I know that God is love. And I used to have difficulty with that because God was not love to me. Jesus was supposed to be love, but God wasn't, and that was always hard to reconcile.
Yes.
So to know that God is always love and that love is who you are, which meant a whole lot to me, really helped me to understand more about my position in this world and not be so concerned about what other people are thinking.
I know your comments will be valued by other people. I really do, Eva, and thank you so much for sharing. This has been a long but magnificent journey that you've been on.
Oh, yeah.
You have come from a peaceful valley to a very high mountain.
Yes, it's going on.
Yes, it does. And there's a whole new mountain. Just when you get to the top of this one, there's a whole new mountain range you couldn't even see until you got to the top of this one.
That's the problem sometimes.
But that's why we need to be in our humility and be aware that no matter what we accomplish, God will give us something greater on down the road.
Yeah, you, and I'm getting close to the end. And also, that's very, very inspiring. So thank you. Thank you for continuing to give us these wonderful inspirations.
You're so welcome.
Climb that mountain.
Okay. Bye-bye. And I see Andrew's on the line. Hi, Andrew.
Hi, Glenda. Andrew's here. Just calling to say I received the book and to wish you a happy belated birthday, and thank you for all the wonderful work that you're doing.
You're so welcome.
And although I haven't been on the call for a while, I've been at churches since Philomena or Mount Zion or Nation Spiritual Baptist Church. I thought that I usually join everyone in spirit and convey the blessings then. So even though I'm not on the phone, I'm with you in spirit.
I so appreciate that, and I know that you are.
Thank you.
God bless you, and thanks for letting me hear from you today.
You're more than welcome. It's a pleasure to hear your voice, too. Always is.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And let's see, we have a caller from area code 413. You're on.
Hi, that must be me.
It must be. Sarah?
I want to tell you that I was blessed a few days ago on a layover at the Dallas airport to have a chance to go and see your painting, the original painting and the Fort Worth. And that was such a blessing.
Oh, I'm so glad you got to see it.
It was just so different than just looking at the pictures of the painting. It was like I walked in and it was almost overwhelming, that power and that, and it was just glowing.
It is, isn't it?
And that is that just seeing that church, it's such a sweet little place. It's perfect.
Yeah. It's obvious he chose it, or the angels chose it. I'm not sure what, but your experience is so much like everyone else's through the years, is that when you see it that large, it's just as if you're with him.
Yeah, yeah. No, it was just, I almost didn't go, and just something, I got a little nudge, and I got over there, and I had time, and the whole thing just fell into place. And I was surprised. I didn't realize you had other paintings in that chapel, Sylvester Street.
See, yes.
So I just wanted you to know that that was a just huge blessing for me.
Oh, well, congratulations, Sarah. I'm so glad you made it there. You know, that's one of the, that should be one of the targets on anybody's bucket list who really, really loves him and wants to see the energy. Because when the energy that made up his appearance dissolved into the ethers, it all went into the painting. And you can feel it, can't you?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, I think it does come through in the prints, especially the G. Clays. The G. Clays are more directly reflective of that quality, which is why I do them and make them available.
Yeah. Well, in the meantime, my whole life right now, and that's the trip I was on that landed me sort of on the way home in Dallas, I'm going through some kind of a really major transition, an inner transition.
Mm-hmm.
And I very much need the blessing today. And I will be giving it, but I will also, will receive whatever's available to me.
Oh, you know you will, Clara. And this is what every blessing giver has discovered, is that being a blessing giver actually allows you to receive even more blessings than someone who's just a receiver. So there are many, many rewards of being a blessing giver. And thank you so much for letting us hear from you, Clara. And I know that this will be a meaningful time in your life. We have time for one last caller who is on the board from area code 208. And your
okay.
is open.
That must be me.
Hi. Who
Hi.
Is me?
I live in Las Vegas. And I got your first book, Love Without. In fact, I have read it to the point quite tattered. I carried it with me for at least 2 years as my daily inspiration. And even purchased 10 other copies and gave them to other people.
Uh-huh.
Because I didn't want to give them my copy. So I just happened to be on the call today, and I didn't know you had another book. What everybody is talking about, is this the book The Way?
The Way to a Greater Life, yes.
And is it similar, or you received it?
Well, yes, I, you know, the thing is, the conversations that went into Love Without End were the actual transcripts that I wrote from my conversations with Yeshua, during the time that I painted his portrait, The Lamb and the Lion. But then there were more conversations later on when I painted Yeshua, and through the years of teaching seminars, he has guided me through the seminars. And he has guided me with more and more inspirations in my prayers and meditations and all the times I spend with him. And he's literally sculpted my life so that I can be in the service that I am in to other people right now. And so The Way to a Greater Life in many ways is a summation of the 22 years it took from the time the first light, he came as the first light, to right now, which would have been, not right now, but on November the 22nd of 2014, would have been my 22nd anniversary. And the book represents my spiritual growth in that time, plus the many, many things he has taught me over the years. And it also salvages and brings back four of the original chapters in Love Without End that were abandoned I think it was about 2004, three or four, somewhere in there, when I had more. There were more notes than went into the original book. There were 88 pages more of notes, and I had to find room for them. I couldn't just create a 600-page book. It would just have been way too much. Something else had happened by that time also. And by that time, the book was in many, many languages. Actually, now it's in 14 languages. But it was already in many, and it was going into cultures that wouldn't necessarily relate to some of the little anecdotal stories that I told about my life in those first introductory chapters. And I thought there will be a time for this to be reborn somewhere later in time. And I just kept them on the shelf. I came out with an intermediate book that wasn't very good. It wasn't very well written, in which I tried to present them because so many people were asking for those stories. And that book is no longer available. But I knew there would be a time when all of those personal events would fit into a larger context that would not just be about me. It would be about everyone who has struggled to climb up the mountain of mystical union with Christ. Everyone from the saints to the original apostles, the lives they went through, what it really means, and what it means against the backdrop of this universe. What is the potential that's been given to us spiritually, from our heart, mentally, and against this magnificent creation of the universe and all it offers. So this book is really about how to go from an ordinary human life that worries about how to get the bills paid, how to survive, how to get along with your friends and your family, and all the normal issues we have in life, to a greater life where we are fulfilling our union with God. And that's what it's about.
Okay, wow.
So I think if you've read Love Without End 10, 15 times, my darling, you are ready for this book.
Okay, well then, my timing is perfect.
Your timing is perfect. Yes. And there's also the keys of Yeshua. Now, the keys of Yeshua was written from a little bit different background. What happened during all of the 90s is that I was called to speak to people and offer seminars, live seminars. I travel literally all over the country, into some other countries, as a matter of fact, and would conduct seminars that range from 20 people to 200 people. And I would prepare for those seminars with transcripts from Yeshua about what I was supposed to say to these people, what I was supposed to tell them. Well, this didn't fit exactly in sequence with Love Without End. And there came a time in the early 2000s when I thought, I've got to get this out to everybody. So my first attempt was an online subscription to a monthly magazine called, it was called A Course in Life. But the Course in Life wasn't adequate because it was just streaming information in a kind of a linear way, and it didn't all get put together. And one day after I had almost 24 chapters, I'd done that for 2 years, Yeshua appeared, and he said, now let's put this all together into a book. So The Keys of Yeshua is all about what he guided me to teach other people in these seminars that followed the painting. In some cases preceded the writing of Love Without End, but in other cases happened to be the 4 years after Love Without End was published, and I was called into a public arena. So that's really the nature of those three books. They're similar in that they're all either from him directly, or they're because of him. I would not have climbed up the mountain of personal fulfillment had it not been for him guiding me the full distance of the way. But the value of that is that it becomes a model for you, because Love Without End is just about me being a wide-eyed young woman listening with rapt attention and just taking it all in and then giving it to you directly, which is a wonderful gift. It's a gift greater than any I thought I would ever give to anyone. But it doesn't necessarily contain any personal modeling for what you do with it now. Mm-hmm. Then the Keys of Yeshua took that one step further into a teaching format. And then The Way to a Greater Life is all about what happened to me because I walked side by side with him for 22 years and how you can relate to that as a model for your life, but doing it your way, not my way, for your purposes, not mine, and for your relationship with God, which is unique. And so I think the three books make a perfect threefold unit of love and spiritual teaching and personal realization.
Well, sounds like I will be ordering the two I don't have.
I would highly recommend it. And you'll still love Love Without End. The other two do not and never will replace Love Without End.
Oh, I read it frequently, and it fills me. I mean, I just resonate with it, and I instantly get into a state of love.
And that's great. But I'll tell you something. After you've read The Keys of Yeshua, and then you go back and read Love Without End again, you'll see things you didn't see before.
That's how spiritual material works. So thank you so much for taking
You're so welcome, and thanks for your call. It was great getting to know you. And I'm so glad that you joined us. And I always love it when more people join on the blessing call. So what I'm going to do is mute everybody now because it's time we got into our blessing. Now, those of you who are new, if you signed up to be notified about the blessing, you already know basically what to do. But I know some of you joined by word of mouth from friends who said, hey, you got to come just receive a blessing. And you're here and you say, well, what am I supposed to do? So basically, not much. What we hold to be true is that no one needs an intercessor between them and God. You have your own personal private connection to God. And however you see God, however you know God to be, we are going to assist you in being in that union as you know it. Whatever prayer means to you, be ready to pray, because you will be praying during the blessing. And prayer is very different for many people. For some, it's a silent heart centering. For some, it's just going into the void within. For some, it's engaging with the lighted soul that they are. For some, it's speaking aloud. For others, it's holding hands with those they love and praying alternately together. There are so many ways of praying. And some people actually dance and chant while they pray, and that's okay. You can, but I really prefer that you be seated, because being in a seated position actually invokes more of a vulnerable receiving. What I do want you to do is have your feet on the ground. Speaking of humility, as we started this call today, I want you to be in touch with the earth. Because remember, the earth was created by God and is of the body of God. And the earth has a magnetic core that is responsible for all the rotations and for holding it in its orb with the sun. And that magnetic core is what draws all of life into unity. So we want your feet connected to that magnetic energy. Then just relax in a chair. Close your eyes. Tell your mind to go sit on a park bench. You're not going to think your way through this. Even if you say words, it's not words from your mind. They're words from your heart, your soul, your being. Just be in your heart. Allow your attention to drop into your heart and be ready to pray as you would pray. Do not cross your arms and legs, by the way. That's one don't do. And know that we will be conducting a great flow of energy of the Holy Spirit from head to foot to toe into the earth and back through your body to the realms of heaven, back through you again. It will go back and forth many times, circling around your heart as it enters into that area. This is why I like your attention to be in your heart, because it assists you in having a personal, direct connection with the Holy Spirit, with Christ, and with God the Creator. And I and the blessing givers will accelerate that energy for you and translate it into a human frequency that is more easily accessible for you and that flows more easily through your person and then carries your prayers more directly to God. So it's your prayers going to God. It's you attracting the blessings of God. But we are assisting with this flow of energy that is so vital and so precious, so filled with grace and power of God, that it may bless you in whatever ways you need. And in the days ahead, it will find new ways of blessing you. It won't necessarily all happen now, which is why when the blessing is finished, I want you to go and rest. I want you to lie down and don't think. Close your eyes and just be there, be quiet, be silent, and don't pray anymore. You can meditate if meditation is silent, but don't chant. Just be in your absolute most vulnerable state of being where you can receive body, heart, soul, and being. Now, I will begin the blessing with a prayer to Yeshua, and then we will be joined by the blessing givers to offer their training and preparation to be a conduit for this energy into the earth. Dear Yeshua, Son of God, Brother of Man, we so thank you that your love is enduring and all-encompassing, that you love us all, no matter what we've done. We are all still welcome to rejoin in spirit to the one who created us in love and as love. We ask that you help each one of us find the love that we are, that we can know that is enough and be honored and ennobled by love, regardless of what our station in life may be. We thank you for the healing we are about to receive, the encouragement you are always giving us. We thank you for our renewed hope, our faith. We thank you for your charity to us, that you love us unconditionally, and you guide us in ways that will benefit our life and the lives of those around us. We thank you that through us, you will reach and touch so many more who need to be blessed. On this special day, we surrender our soul, our heart, our body to be touched by your love, your grace. Amen. the conveyance of blessing is complete. Now, go and rest. Receive the bounty of spirit and the love of God, and know that you have been very blessed. I look forward to being with you again next week, or whenever you can make it. Our doors are always open to your love, your spirit, your need, your desire to be closer to Christ. Bye-bye for now. See you later.